This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Sheila.
Is this a training run?
Yes.
How's it going?
Very well, thanks.
Good. And how was your birthday? Did you manage to celebrate with someone?
Yeah, I certainly did. Yeah, we had a great time. One of the best I've had, in fact.
Oh, well, that's good.
How about you? Good week?
Yes, nothing special, but it was okay.
And Freddie? How's he doing?
He's a little bit up and down, but not too bad.
Well, I'm sure Elizabeth appreciates what you're doing. If I get the chance, I'll try and drop in this week.
Oh, he'd like that.
Anyway, I ought to get on.
Of course.
I'll see you around, Sheila.
Oh, Alistair.
Hello, Lola Loxley.
Hi, Elizabeth, it's me.
Oh, hi, Sheila. Can you hang on a sec?
Oh, is this a bad time?
No, no, it's fine. I'm just having a day in the office.
I wanted to ask if Lily got off okay yesterday.
Yes, she did.
It wasn't too dreadful, was it?
Oh, Sheila, it was so hard.
Why don't you come over for lunch? We'd love to see you.
Actually, do you mind if I don't?
No, no, that's okay.
It's just I promised myself a day to clear this paperwork and sort everything out for next week.
Of course. No problem, I understand.
Good girl, Bella.
Hey, mate.
Oh, hi, Johnny.
You been for a ride?
No, just grooming her.
Okay. You fancy coming to the cricket this afternoon?
I'm not sure.
Go on, it's Darrington. That's always a bit tasty.
I know, but... No, I don't think so.
Okay. Is it a problem Harrison being there?
No, that's fine. I just don't fancy it.
Are you all right, Freddie? Not giving up on us again, are you?
No way. Why don't you come round afterwards? Mum brought some new games over yesterday. We could make an evening of it.
Sorry, mate, I can't. We'll be going for a drink. There's bound to be a few laughs with Chris Mills and his crew.
OK. No worries.
I had a text off Chris Mills.
Oh, yeah?
Wanting to know if we're dressing up as Spice Girls.
So, it's already started.
I sent one back, saying Darrington are just a bunch of wannabes.
Oh, nice try, Harrison. But it'd carry more weight if they weren't miles ahead of us in the league.
I just hate the way he always has to rub it in.
Yeah, that's Chris Mills for you.
Hannah's playing, by the way. Barry dropped out this morning.
Oh, that's not going to help.
Maybe we can still beat him if everything goes our way.
Maybe.
No sign of the others yet.
No, but it's still a bit early.
Are those exercises for cricket or running?
Both. You should try them.
Oh, perhaps I will.
I'm definitely feeling fitter. I'm still a long way off being ready for a half marathon.
Hey, how's Jazza doing?
Oh, okay. Haven't actually seen him do any running for several days.
Perhaps he's doing it at night.
I doubt it somehow.
They say it's good for clearing the head.
Yeah, suppose it is.
I should probably do it more often myself.
You should. Now you'll have more time on your hands with the cricket season finishing.
Not before time.
Oh, I know that feeling. But there's always next season.
That's very true.
And who knows? If we keep doing these exercises, perhaps it'll be us rubbing Darrington's noses in it next time round.
All I've had from Lily is a text saying they got there safely.
Is that all?
Has she spoken to you?
Yeah, last night. But I could hear Loverboy in the background, so I kept it short.
How does she sound?
Yeah, all right.
Well, I tried ringing a couple of times, but she didn't answer.
She'll be fine, Mum.
I hope so.
Though, what her new friends are going to make of Russ when he starts turning up at lectures.
Oh, you don't think he will, do you?
What else is he going to do? Paint?
Don't, Freddie. I can't bear thinking about it.
Sorry.
Anyway, how are you? That's really why I rang.
Yeah, okay.
What have you been doing today?
Not much. It's Sunday.
Johnny said you went clubbing last week.
Yeah.
Have you seen him since then?
Yeah, briefly. But he's playing cricket today.
Why didn't you go and watch?
I don't feel like it.
You're not going to just stay in again, are you?
What do you mean again? I do go out, you know.
Yes, I know.
But it's not like there are tons of places I can go.
Sorry, I didn't mean that.
People don't exactly welcome me with open arms.
I tell you what, Freddy. Once I've finished here, I'll come over.
No, you don't have to, Mum.
No, I'd like to.
Give it a rest! If I hear one more crack about the flipping Spice Girls...
Don't let it get to you, Harrison.
If you could just knock his block off next ball, Johnny.
Shall I give him another bouncer?
Better not, seeing as he upped the last one for a four. Could try a Yorker instead.
No, he'll be expecting that. But if you dig it in, just short of a length, aim for his ribs. Just might surprise him.
Oh, worth a try, I suppose.
OK, I'll do it.
Right! Let's go!
Go for it, Johnny.
Here we go.
Come on, Johnny.
Mine!
No, I've got it!
Oh,
yes!
Oh, well done, Alistair!
One up for the Spice Girls, eh?
Oh, I should have said yes when you asked earlier.
Well, you're here now. That's all that matters.
At least I managed to get a fair bit of work done.
That's good. As long as you're keeping on top of things.
Not that there's much to keep on top of these days. Lots of cancellations still.
I suppose that's only to be expected, but once you get your licence back...
And until then, I've just got to keep going.
Which is sometimes easier said than done.
So how are things shaping up for the Flower and Produce Show?
Oh, well, you know, I'll be doing the garden and wildflower arranging as usual.
Mum reckons the competition for the cakes is even stiffer than usual this year.
I expect she'll rise to the challenge.
Oh, undoubtedly.
I'm also entering most of what you're going to eat, apart from the lamb.
Oh, yes.
Sweet potatoes, parsnips, carrots, onions.
Oh, that sounds very good. I'm sure you'll do well.
Yes, maybe. Would you like a glass of wine, Freddy?
No, thank you.
You look a bit pale, darling.
Do I?
Have you been outside yet?
Yes, of course I have.
Has Freddy told you about the hunting last week?
He did mention it.
I really appreciated having you with me.
That's okay.
Perhaps we can go again this week?
I don't know.
You should go, Freddy. You'd enjoy it.
No, I don't think so.
It might help take your mind off things.
Yeah, well, that's easy for you to say.
No, I know.
Your mum's right, though.
No, seriously. You don't know what it's like being in my position. Having everyone constantly remind you about this thing you've done.
Freddy, we didn't
As if
mean
I'm
to...
ever going to forget. If only we'd held on to those catches.
Never mind, Harrison. We'll have another chance to beat them next season.
If we can still get a team together.
Of course we will.
Hannah did pretty well, didn't she?
Yeah. Thought she showed a lot of promise.
Apart from dropping their opener before he'd scored.
You can't blame her, though. It was a really tricky chance.
No, you're right. I shouldn't.
Yeah, I thought we did pretty well to run them as close as we did.
They're a tough team to beat.
I really thought we'd do it this time, though.
Didn't help having some of our best players missing for long periods. Like you, Alistair.
And Will.
I know, but I should have led better from the front.
Don't beat yourself up about it.
Why not? Before anyone else does.
Oh, come on, let's go to the pub.
Yeah, and the first round's on you, Skip.
Oh, cheers.
Remember, Harrison, it's only cricket. There are more important things in life.
Oh, sorry.
Is that from Lily?
She wants to know if I've transferred some money into her account.
Did she mention Ross?
No, that was it.
She's probably still frantically busy settling in.
Probably. Well, that was delicious, by the way. I just can't manage anymore.
Me neither. Sorry.
Well, never mind.
So what are your plans for the week, Freddy?
Oh, you know, another couple of box sets, a bit of PlayStation, watch some paint dry.
You could always see your friends.
Yes, but that won't take long, will it?
I bet that's one of them now.
Oh, it's Johnny. Oh, Ambridge lost by 3 runs.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, Alistair scored a 50, but then got out in the last over.
Where are you going, Freddy?
Oh, to lie down. I'm tired.
OK, but will you come down later?
Probably.
Well, Alistair will be disappointed, losing like that.
Have you seen him recently?
Yeah, this morning, actually.
How was it?
Oh, bit awkward. Nothing's changed.
Do you want to talk about it?
No, honestly, there's nothing more to say. But how about you, now you're rattling around in that big house on your own?
Well, only at night. And it's just been the one night so far.
It's a huge thing, though, your children leaving home.
And not exactly in the circumstances I'd have chosen.
Oh, no.
At least Freddie hasn't gone far. Though the sentencing might change all that, of course.
Oh, Elizabeth, I'm sure it'll come to nothing.
I hate seeing him struggle like this.
Yes, of course you do.
You know, today in the office, I was trying so hard just not to think about it.
I wish I could do more to help.
Well, you're doing plenty already.
Still, at least Lily seems to have got off all right. I'm sure she'll call you soon.
Hopefully. I don't know. It was really awful when she left.
Why? What happened?
We had this terrible row after I dared suggest she might be better off without Russ.
Oh, Elizabeth.
She barely said a word before she left yesterday. And now she's not answering my calls.
You just have to give it time. I'm sure she'll come round.
But why can't she see? He's completely wrong for her. No, of course, I know why.
Is Russ still being investigated by the college?
Yeah, there's a big meeting in the next week or so with the police, social services and safeguarding authorities.
Do they both have to be there?
All I know is she's being interviewed before the meeting.
Perhaps you could see her then.
If she even lets me know when it is. I really thought I was getting through to her, but then everything blew up.
Elizabeth.
She's still my daughter and I want to protect her, but she won't let me.
No, it's very difficult.
I don't see how things could get any worse.
You do know, don't you? I'll always be here for you.
I know, and you've been brilliant. But you've got enough problems of your own.
Oh, they'll sort themselves out.
And you've already taken Freddie under your wing.
Well, that's what I mean. If you can't rely on family at times like this, then what's the point?
I'll be filling out capital passport applications for the rest of the day.
Yes, of course. Well, the oldest calves must be getting on for 4 weeks now.
Exactly. I'm up to date with the ear tagging, though.
Oh, well done.
But I definitely need a cup of tea before I start.
Is Dad going to do the milking, then?
He has offered.
And did you remind Josh to do the plate metering?
Don't worry, Pip, it's all in hand. He's been pretty good at remembering, actually.
Oh, sorry, Mum. I just can't help thinking about what I'd be doing.
You're on maternity leave for a reason, you know.
Thanks to this little one.
Oh, she looks so happy.
Right, and so she should be. I don't know where she puts it all.
Where did you go with Toby earlier?
Oh, he took us into Borchester and we did a bit of shopping.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm.
In fact, if you look in my bag, you can see what we got.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's in the box.
Right.
It's Rosie's present for her granddad's birthday.
Oh, that's brilliant! A brand new Whitby pocket knife.
Do you think he'll like it?
He'll love it. And isn't she clever knowing exactly what he needed after losing his old one last week?
Well, I might have helped her a bit.
Oh, who's this? Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello, Ruth. I'm sorry to bother you.
No, it's okay.
It's just, with everything that's been going on, it went completely out of my mind. It's David's birthday tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Is there anything you can think of that he really needs?
Sorry, Johnny, I forgot my knife.
It's okay.
Stupid of me.
Don't worry about it, Tom.
Do you think Jazz will be out running today?
On his day off. I wouldn't bet on it. There you go.
Thanks.
This herd of milkers you're talking about getting.
Oh, yeah?
How big would it be?
Oh, 25, 30 cows at the most.
Pretty small, then.
Oh, we'd only need enough to process on farm.
Should be a doddle to milk.
Yeah, not too time-consuming.
And it's a permanent position, right, if I agree?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons we'd like to do it.
Along with securing the milk supply.
Well, yes. That would be a great opportunity for you, Johnny.
Ah, no. It's a shame you knocked down the old parlour to make way for the shop.
Yeah, tell me about it. It won't be cheap building a new one and getting all the fixtures and fittings.
Nah, worth it, though.
Oh, definitely.
Gran and Grandad love the idea, don't they?
Oh, we all do.
Including you.
I think it's a brilliant way of getting us back into some real farming.
Even if it is on a small scale.
Yes, but that won't be the end of it.
Do you mean the agroforestry?
Hopefully, but we'll see.
Oh, come on, Tom. That's the real reason you're suddenly so keen on a herd, isn't it?
What do you mean?
You scratch their back, they scratch yours.
Well, it would be nice.
What do you think the chances are they'll go for it?
Oh, Mum's all for it.
How about Grandad and Helen?
Well, Mum's been talking to them both. I'm hoping she's been able to make some progress.
I meant to say, we transferred the money for the deposit on the new Milton parlour.
Oh, OK.
It was comparatively painless.
So we've definitely gone for the automatic cow IDs, linked up with the parlour management software?
Don't worry, we haven't changed anything at the last minute.
Oh, I'm just checking, that's all.
You wanted to think you didn't trust us.
No, but it all makes sense, doesn't it? If we're going with the rapid exit system as well.
No more cows coming out one at a time.
Oh, everything quicker and more efficient. It's going to be really strange having a swish new parlour after all these years.
Shame we've got to wait till February before we start using it.
I know. We'll have to make sure the heaters are working, won't we?
Don't worry, that'll be our first priority. Oh, sorry, did I wake you up, Poppet?
Oh, no, she does this sometimes. You think she's had enough, and then suddenly she decides she wants more.
Your Uncle Josh used to be like that, always wanting a bit more.
Well, he hasn't really changed, has he? Well, there you go, Rosie.
She's got her vaccinations this week, hasn't she?
Oh, don't remind me. I'm dreading how she might react.
It may not be that bad.
But they reckon she could be feverish for up to 48 hours.
I know. But it's like with the livestock. These things have to be done.
Oh, don't you listen to your wicked nana, Rosie. You're not a cow or a sheep, are you?
You know what I mean.
Have you seen the pics of Lily's accommodation, by the way?
No, I haven't.
Apparently, she decided to go for her own flat rather than halls of residence.
Wow!
It looks amazing. It's nothing like your usual student accommodation.
Nice if you can afford it.
Oh, she's so lucky, not having to share. No one borrowing your stuff or stealing your milk.
Sounds like Elizabeth's already missing her, though.
I know. Do you think she'd like it if I took Rosie over to see her?
That's a great idea. I'm sure she'd love it.
I can't believe we lost against Darrington again.
Well, if Barry hadn't let us down.
And Hannah hadn't dropped that catch, we'd probably have won.
You can't blame it all on her.
Oh, I'm not saying that.
She dug us out of a hole by agreeing to play in the first place.
I know. And she only started going to nets a couple of weeks ago.
Exactly. She's great though, isn't she?
How do you mean?
Well, she likes a drink and she's a good housemate.
Well, when we see her.
So what are you up to this afternoon?
I need to look at some Nuffield notes over lunch.
Oh, yeah, you've got that training thing soon, haven't you?
Yeah, coaching for our conference presentations in November.
And will Natasha be going to this training bit?
I don't know.
Hi, you two.
Hi, Mum.
Hi, Gran.
There are sandwiches in the kitchen for you.
Yeah, great.
Thanks.
I'll join you when I've finished hanging this lot up.
Are all those Henry's clothes?
Yes. He managed to cover himself with grass stains yesterday when he was practising karate in the garden.
I thought he didn't join in last week.
He didn't. But that's all changed.
Who knew, eh? Anyway, I'll see you in a minute. I just need a word with Jazza.
OK.
Oh, by the way, Johnny, let me know what you think about what I said.
I can tell you now. If it goes ahead, the answer's yes.
Oh, fantastic! Well, thanks, Johnny.
Does that mean what I think it does?
I'd love to hear from you, Lily, when you get the chance. And I hope everything's okay. Love you. Bye. Hello?
Hi, Auntie Elizabeth.
Pip.
I've brought someone to see you.
Oh, my gorgeous little great-niece.
We're not disturbing you, are we?
No, not at all. Oh, what a lovely surprise.
We thought you might be feeling a bit lonely now Lily's gone.
That's a really nice thought. I've just left a message for her. Oh, aren't you looking perfect?
Oops! Oh, I'm so sorry. Has it gone all over you?
No, it's fine.
Oh, that's lucky.
I hope she hasn't got a cold.
No, it's probably just a bit of dust or something.
Sorry.
Oh, don't worry.
Can I hold her?
Of course. Of course. Here we go.
Hello, little one. Oh. Oh, this is such a treat. I'm so glad you came over.
Have you got a minute, Mum?
Yeah. I'm just looking at this website.
Oh, is that one of the breeds Helen's recommending?
Not one of. This is the one. Montbéliard.
Oh, OK.
They're French.
Yeah, I guessed. Yeah, I think I've heard of them.
Yeah, the Montbéliard is known as the cheesemaker breed, and its milk is used to make the world-famous Comté and Vacherin Mont-d'Or cheeses.
Okay. And what does Dad think?
Well, he's not quite so keen. He says they're a bit of an unknown quantity.
Isn't he pushing for British reasons?
Yeah, they're an old favourite of his. But Helen's pretty insistent.
Knowing her, I'm sure she's done her research.
It says here the breed is hardy and thrives on a high forage diet.
Well, what's not to like?
Oh, yeah.
But I think I'll leave Helen to fight that one out with Dad.
Maybe.
You know, I've been doing a bit of work on the figures for the new parlour.
Oh, yeah?
And as we thought, it's going to be pretty expensive, even for a small herd.
Yeah, I don't suppose these Montbéliards will come cheap either.
Yeah.
But then again, we're investing in the future. After last week's announcement, it's clear there's so much change coming with Brexit.
Like direct subsidy payments disappearing?
Exactly. So, if the government wants us to stand on our own feet from now on, then we have to make sure we give people what they want.
Which is high-quality produce at the best price.
And the best way of guaranteeing that is for us to take back control over the source of our milk.
Sounds about right to me. Now, I reckon this new agriculture bill should be good news for my agroforestry.
Yes, hopefully.
It's exactly the sort of thing they're talking about rewarding as a public good.
I'm sure you're right.
Dad and Helen have got to see that, haven't they?
Well, you'd hope so. But I think we might still need to give it more time.
Really?
We're only just getting used to the idea of having dairy cows again.
I know.
And we can't rush these things all at once.
Has Dad actually read my research notes?
Not yet.
Oh, you're kidding me.
I'm sure he will, though, and very soon.
I used to love bringing Freddie and Lily out here when they were babies.
It's a beautiful garden.
All seems a long time ago now, though.
I'm sure.
You must enjoy every single moment with Rosie.
Oh, I will.
Because before you know it, she'll be grown up and gone.
I'm sure Lily will be in touch soon.
Oh, I know. It's only been a couple of days.
But being on her own in a big new city like Manchester, it must be pretty amazing.
Of course.
Meeting loads of new people and discovering new places.
No, you're right.
Yeah, I'm not sure I was that brilliant at calling home when I first went to uni.
Yeah, perhaps I'm worrying too much.
Maybe.
At least it stops me thinking about Freddie.
Oh, Auntie Elizabeth. You've had such a horrible time of it recently.
No. Well, you know, these things happen.
But even so.
It does feel a bit odd, though, getting used to not having the two of them around. Flat feels so empty all of a sudden.
I know. Well, how about if me and Rosie stay over? We can keep you company.
Oh, there's no need.
Seriously, I can pop back to pick up some baby things and a change of clothes.
It's a really kind thought.
I can bring the Moses basket, and it won't take me long to get my stuff together.
Honestly, Pip.
I can cook you dinner too, if you like. Then we could watch a movie or something trashy on TV. It'll be a blast.
Pip, it's a lovely thought, but I'm going to say no.
Really?
But only because if you stayed, I'd never want to let you go.
I promise we'll leave in the morning.
No. We'll arrange something after next week, though. Once Lily's settled in and we know what Freddie's sentence might be.
OK.
Until I know what's happening. It's difficult to make plans for anything else.
Th-
That film always cheers me up.
All that wacky dialogue between Cary Grant and Katharine Hepburn is so amazing.
Yes, especially compared with films today. Everybody mumbles all the time.
You can't understand half of what they're saying.
But thank you, Carol. It's been a lovely distraction from thinking about Freddy and poor Elizabeth.
My pleasure, Jill.
Especially now Lily's flown the nest as well.
Oh, I remember I was so sad when Anna left for university.
Were you?
You get over it.
Of course.
But this is what old friends are for.
And you don't get much older than us.
Don't remind me. I'm sure everything will sort itself out in the end, with Freddy too.
I wish I could be so sure.
I mean, look at Stephen Fry. He went to prison and he hasn't done too badly.
Well, yes, that's true.
What else can you do, Jill, apart from offer solace and support?
I suppose so. Anyway, I should get on with icing David's cake.
Did I give you his card?
Yes, it's in my bag.
Can you pass me my stick?
Here it is.
Thanks.
I'm making chutney for the flour and produce as well.
Oh, I made mine weeks ago.
Well, normally so would I. But I've been rather caught up with the cakes this year.
I can't imagine anyone beating your cakes, Jill, apart from Jennifer.
Well, from what I've heard, Hilary and Jean have been baking for England in the savoury pastry category.
Oh, good for them.
I do have high hopes for my honey, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've reined myself in a little this year.
Oh, yes?
Apart from roses and dahlias and sweet peas and the wildflower arrangement. Oh, and the gentleman's buttonhole.
That sounds like quite a lot.
Apart from those, it's just tomatoes, salad leaves, runner beans, shallots and beetroot.
You have cut back. Anyway, that cake won't ice itself.
Oh, you must have some lunch first.
Well, yes, but...
Why don't we go to Grey Gables? My treat, seeing as how you paid last time. You'll have plenty of time for icing afterwards.
What are you doing here, Philip?
I'm meeting Kirsty for lunch at the Bull. Thought I'd buy her a little something.
Bar of chocolate, eh? What, your woman's heart?
Well, it's her favourite. So, you're off for a run, are you, Jazza?
In a minute.
And the cigarette helps, does it?
Aye. Got to psych myself up first.
I thought you were training with Alistair.
No, it's been tricky, synchronising schedules.
Ah, him being on call, I suppose.
Besides, I don't want to cramp his style, we're getting too far ahead.
Right. Hey, I heard you cried off a couple of runs over the weekend.
Aye, well...
There's no shame in admitting it's more of a stretch than you thought.
Well, it's not that, it's just... really bored running around and getting nowhere.
I suppose. Hey, that was a cracking party you threw for Alistair last week, by the way.
Didn't go too bad, did it?
The biggest laugh I've had in a long time.
Oh, talk of the devil.
Oh.
All right, Alistair.
I thought you'd gone.
Well, if it wasn't for your man here.
Hey, you can't blame me.
Where are you going?
Oh, in the village and back along the Am.
Well, enjoy it.
And you enjoy the rest of that sandwich.
Thanks. Oh, it's really good seeing him get into it.
Even if he does make excuses sometimes.
Oh, well, who am I to criticise?
Well, you've been taking it very seriously.
No, I mean, we each have to find our own way.
I suppose.
Besides, I don't know where I'd be if it hadn't been for Jazza's support these last few weeks.
Including 40% proof jelly.
Definitely.
Oh, your rendition of How Much Is That Doggy in the Window will follow me to my grave.
No worse than your version of Bar Bar Black Sheep.
Oh, touche.
Jazza's been brilliant.
Yeah, I know.
And the running's really helping too. You could still sign up if you want.
No thanks. I don't feel the need to prove myself.
Well, I'm certainly feeling the benefits.
Well, if it's all the same to you, I think I'm better off watching from the sidelines.
I do admire her for the way she's getting through her reading list.
Yes, but have you read Gulliver's Travels?
No. Linda made it sound rather interesting.
Honestly, I shouldn't bother.
Really?
Oh, it's all rather tedious. Especially the last section with those insufferable hoonims and yahoos.
Ooh, that does sound odd. Shall we look at the puddings?
Oh, I quite fancy some cheese.
It's a shame Borsetshire Blue's been taken off. It's one of my favourites.
Oh, I've never been a fan of blue cheese.
Pat said they've been having some problems.
Good afternoon, ladies.
Oh, hello, Brian.
And Peggy.
Hello there. Have you had dessert yet?
No, we haven't.
Oh, then you're at the same stage as us.
And we wondered if you'd mind us joining you.
Well, as long as we're not interrupting something terribly important.
Shall we let them, Carol?
Why not?
Oh, jolly good. And I'll just move this across.
Can I do anything to help, Brian?
No, don't worry, Peggy. I think I can manage this one.
Have you had any more viewings?
There's one tomorrow, I think, but it has gone rather quiet. Right, there we are. Now, if you'd like to take a seat, Peggy.
Oh, thank you.
Shall we look at the menu?
The summer pudding and the blackberry and apple tart both look very nice.
Oh, they do.
I'm sure they're both lovely, but I think I'll go for the raspberry and white chocolate strudel.
That does sound rather Moorish.
It's a good job Ian is judging some of the flour and produce categories rather than entering them.
Yes, it's competitive enough as it is without a professional joining in.
More competitive than usual.
Well, it certainly feels like it. What do you think, Carol?
Well, my money's on Sabrina.
Really?
She's insisting that she hasn't had time to do anything this year. A classic ruse.
Interesting.
What about Jenny? Is she entering all her usual categories?
Well, actually, I mean, it really has been a bit tricky for her, what with the house on the market and having to keep the kitchen in order.
Her flowers are always lovely, though. She must be entering some of those.
Well, I think she might manage one or two, at least.
What about you, Brian? Have you been digging over the vegetable patch? Now you've got all this spare time on your hands.
I do still help run the farm, you know.
You could do a lot worse, Brian. It doesn't do Bert or Joe any harm.
I dare say, but I'm not sure following in their footsteps is exactly what I had in mind for my retirement.
Still, you two must have lots of exciting things planned for the show.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, go on, I'm sure you have.
Where's Kirsty?
She had to go back to work. Oh, nice lunch, though.
Day off, is it?
Yep. I'm popping round to see Alistair later.
I'm back to work in a minute myself.
Ooh, I used to have one of those.
What?
Smoker's cough.
Ach, that's all sorted out.
Well, of course. Liquid refreshment's an important part of any training schedule.
It's for me.
You know, it might help if you gave those up.
Thanks for the advice.
It's just a matter of willpower, I suppose.
Really?
I mean, I was on 30 a day, but when my son was born, I thought, well, now's the time to quit. So I did.
Fascinating.
Of course, we didn't have vaping in those days, so it was much harder.
When was this? Back in the 60s?
But, hey, I'm not that old. No, I just went cold turkey, and that was that. Finished my last cigarette, then I never touched one again.
Good for you.
All you need's good old-fashioned willpower. Although I do understand that sort of self-control can be hard for some people.
You don't say.
That's my advice. Especially if you're serious about supporting Alistair.
Thanks, pal. I'll bear it in mind.
So why don't you start by getting rid of this one?
Eh. If I day stop, it'll be my decision, not yours, all right?
Didn't you get your picture in the paper, Jill?
Yes, as the Frieda Fry Memorial Award winner. And it was Carol's chutney.
We can laugh about it now.
At the time, it was terribly embarrassing. I still blame Toby for the mix-up.
Never one to bear grudges.
Are you entering a chutney this year, Carol?
Yes, though I am trying something a little different.
Mm. Oh, what's that?
Oh, well, I shouldn't really say.
No, of course. Although I have to say, my chutney-making days are a long way behind me.
I've never made chutney in my life.
In that case, I don't suppose it really matters if I tell you.
Shall I cover my ears?
Oh, I think I can trust you this time, Jill.
So, what is it?
Kumquat with orange juice and several spices.
Ooh, that does sound different.
Don't think I've come across that before.
I did toy with the idea of quince with juniper berries.
That sounds interesting too.
I might still try both. I hope you're not making notes on that phone of yours, Brian.
No, not at all. No, I was...
checking the cricket scores, if I know you.
Yes, I was. Yes, sorry. Is that terribly rude of me?
Poor Brian doesn't understand half of what we're talking about anyway.
Oh, I'm sure that isn't true.
No, Peggy's right. It's all Greek to me. Definitely Jenny's department, not mine.
Ah, here you are. Am I okay to come in?
Yeah, of course.
You did well to find me. We hardly use this room now Anisha's gone.
Oh, must have been quite an investment.
Yeah, it was, along with all the specialist equine equipment. I really need to find a way to use it more.
Presumably the demand's still out there.
Well, yes. It's just a matter of attracting and retaining the clients.
Easier said than done.
Not so easy without Anisha, that's for sure. But there might be some good news on that.
She's not coming back, is she?
Oh, good Lord, no. But I've had an approach from another firm of vets.
Well, that sounds good.
And they seem pretty keen on buying me out.
Which is what you want?
Well, it'd certainly make life a lot easier. I draw salary, they take on all the managerial hassle.
Oh, that sounds like a good solution.
And it should solve the problem of repaying Anisha.
Win-win, then.
Hopefully. Though it's still early days.
Well, fingers crossed.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I tell you what. Do you fancy a beer later? As a sort of half celebration?
Might be a bit premature, but yeah, why not?
Okay, then.
We could have a coffee now, if you like, before surgery starts.
Yeah, okay.
Just give me a sec while I sort this lot out.
So, how are things between you and Shula?
Now there's a question.
Oh, sorry. If you don't want to
No, it's okay. You've been there.
Yeah.
It's this whole wretched petition thing we've got to go through. It's ridiculous.
Oh, don't talk to me about that. I had to fill one out for Rhiannon, explain why she was responsible for the breakdown of the marriage.
Tell me about it.
I just had to make something up in the end, because neither of us had actually done anything terrible.
No, neither have we. But we still have to go through this whole charade.
It's daft, isn't it?
I mean, it's almost as if they want us to be at daggers drawn.
I know.
But it shouldn't have to end like this, where we're barely speaking to each other.
Sometimes you just have to do these things and then you can get on with the rest of your life.
No, you're right. The sooner Shula and I can put our marriage behind us and move on, the better.
Ready. Can you turn this down? It's really loud.
It's good, though.
Yeah, but it's really hard to talk.
So what are you doing here?
I just dropped off the veg, and Shula said you were up here.
Right.
She said you haven't been out of this room all day.
It's not true. I've been to the loo at least twice.
And you haven't been answering my texts.
Yeah, well, my phone's been switched off.
It smells a bit ripe in here. Have you had a shower recently?
What's the point?
Well, that's crazy, Freddy. You could at least get up.
I don't want to.
I don't get it. Last week you were really buzzing. Even on Sunday you weren't this bad.
Yeah, well, if you say so.
What happened to living your life and making the most of everything?
Well, I don't know.
You were so up for it. Drinking and having a laugh.
Yeah, suppose.
Is it because of what's happening next week? You haven't given up already.
Maybe.
I know what you need.
What's that?
The end of season cricket do at the tea room. Should be a right laugh.
I don't even play cricket.
No, I know, but the invites are a plus one. You could be mine.
No, I don't think so.
Well, even if you don't fancy that, you've got to keep yourself going.
Why?
Because nothing's settled yet. I mean, you can hardly turn up in court dressed like that, can you?
Like what?
The scarecrow look went out years ago.
Ha ha ha.
And as for that beard and Barney...
What about them?
Well, let's face it, they're pretty much crimes against humanity.
Leave me alone, Johnny.
I'm sorry. I'm only saying the truth. You really need to get your act together.
So, how's it all going for tonight, then?
Oh, I've had a couple of people cry off this morning.
It is a bit weird, though, having it in the tea room.
But you know why, don't you?
I guessed. Still seems crazy to me.
I don't suppose Kenton said anything about tonight when you made your delivery?
Only that he can't see the sense in it and he's not backing down.
No, well, don't suppose there was ever much chance. I just hope we get a good atmosphere.
Does it bring a bottle?
Yeah, though we are providing some bottles out the club kitty as well.
Ooh, lovely.
And Fallon's doing the food.
Okay.
So you'll definitely come?
Yes. Okay, Harrison, you can put me down.
Ah, good man. How about Johnny?
Oh, I'm pretty sure he'll be there. He loves a good night out, does Johnny?
Okay, well, pass the word anyway.
Yeah, we'll do. I'll see you later, Harrison.
Aye, ta-ra.
Bye, Jolene.
Cheers, Tom.
Ah, Jolene.
Hello, stranger.
Hi, Fallon.
you wait for Harrison?
Yeah, we're heading off in a minute.
Right, well, I'll see you tonight.
Yeah, see you there.
Fowler not coming over then?
No, sorry.
So you touting for punters for tonight?
Kind of, but I really wanted to ask whether you're coming.
What, me?
Well, don't sound so surprised. You have been on the team this season.
Oh, yeah, I know, but...
And, of course, Kenton's welcome too.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Worth a try, though.
Right, well, if Fallon ain't coming over here, then I'll just have to go over there. Hey, Fallon! You've been ignoring me, are you?
No, Mum, but I meant what I said about not setting foot inside the pub until Kenton apologises.
Yeah, but I'm outside, though, aren't I? Collecting glasses.
I know, but...
Look... You know it doesn't have to be like this.
No, it doesn't. If Kenton's prepared to take back what he said about Harrison.
I really don't think that's going to happen.
Then sorry, but there's no point us talking about it. It's up to Kenton to sort things. Come on, Harrison!
All right, love.
We need to go and sort out the party food. Look, Mum, the bull's in his court.
Yep, you're right.
Maybe I should talk to Kenton, you know.
Well, you can try. But I don't think it'll make any difference.
No, it's up to him to take the first step, not you.
Okay, I'll leave you then.
Anyhow, I hope it goes well tonight.
Thanks.
And if you change your mind, Jolene, you'd be very welcome.
Freddy, what are you doing lurking out here?
Came out for a bit of fresh air.
Aren't you cold in that T-shirt?
No, I'm fine.
Haven't seen you for a while. How are you doing?
All right, thanks. How about you?
Oh, I'm all right.
I know things haven't been great with Auntie Shula.
No, well, you know, we're getting there.
Good.
So, how long you been cultivating the wild man of Borneo look?
What?
All that hair and the bum fluff?
Not you as well.
Sorry, stupid joke.
No, you're right. I should do something about it.
It usually helps if you try and look smart.
You mean next week?
Mm-hmm. Surprising how much difference these things can make.
Sorry. Do you mind if we talk about something else?
No, of course. Actually, I've got a cow with mastitis waiting for me.
Right. I'll see you around then.
Freddy, perhaps we could talk tonight.
Aren't you going to the cricket, do?
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. This is more important.
No, you should go. Don't worry, I'm fine.
Seriously. You might find it really helps just... talking to someone about how you're feeling.
Thanks. But we can do it another time, when you're free.
Are you sure?
Yeah. You shouldn't keep your farmer waiting.
No, you're right. Give me a call, though, and we'll set something up.
Check out Barry's robot dance.
He looks like Henry practicing his karate.
I hope Henry's better than that.
Oh, he is, don't worry. He's been beating up on all the pillows and cushions all week.
Sounds like he's really into it now.
Oh, definitely.
Hopefully he'll join in with the rest of the class tomorrow night.
Yeah, well, Helen thinks it might have really helped him turn a corner.
Oh, that'd be good.
I know, he was being such a little what's-it.
No, Barry, that is not a good look.
Are you
okay, Barry? We're fine, thanks.
Oh, well, you know, there's a load of nibbles on the counter. Just help yourself.
Okay.
But you better get in there quick, because they're going fast.
Well, there's a barbecue as well, though, isn't there?
Yeah, we're just waiting for a few more people to arrive before we start serving.
Great.
Oh, by the way, Hannah texted to say she's still hoping to get here, but she's working late.
Again? There's a problem with a feeder at Berra.
Oh, that's a shame, but she's welcome whenever she can get here. Oh, there's Chris and Alice. Hi, you two!
I thought this might be rubbish, but it's actually really good.
It is, isn't it? But from Barry channeling John Travolta.
Well, if it isn't the two linchpins of my team.
Oh, I'd hardly call us that.
No. You're one of our star batsmen, Tom.
Oh, not really.
And Johnny here, he's the terror of the Shires with his fast bowling.
You've been drinking again, haven't you?
Of course.
Well, you've got to admit, though, Harrison, it wasn't a great season. Mm.
No, we did have our ups and downs.
Yeah, more downs than ups, I'd say.
We did have some players out for long stretches.
Exactly. And maybe I got a bit more distracted than I should have done. After all, I was getting married to the most gorgeous woman in the world.
What's that got to do with anything?
We're coming up with reasons why the cricket team hasn't done so well.
In my day, they used to just blame the captain.
Oh, hi, Alice. Alistair. I'm sorry I didn't see you come in.
That's okay.
But you've already got a drink.
Oh, yes, we ex-captains have our priorities.
What, like getting blind drunk?
Well, hopefully not blind.
It's a bit unfair, though, blaming the captain.
Oh, it's all part of the job, Johnny, which is probably why I gave it up.
Oh, clever move.
Though, I have to say, Harrison, you've done a great job since taking over.
Hear, hear!
Oh, thanks, May. Coming from you, I appreciate that.
Well, fancy another drink, Johnny?
Yeah, sure.
Anyone else?
No, we're fine, thanks.
Okay, I'll see you in a minute.
See ya.
No, you've really moved the team on in ways I'd never have believed, especially introducing women.
If we hadn't, we wouldn't be here now. It was a real struggle at the time, though.
I used to think of it as a real balancing act.
I know what you mean.
Knowing when to lay down the law, when to let things go, but you've got that too.
It probably helps in being a policeman.
I'm not sure many people would agree with you, not the way they've reacted over Freddy.
Ah, well, that's different. You did what you had to in difficult circumstances.
Well, at least you can see that, Alistair.
All the rest of us can do is help Freddy deal with the consequences of his actions.
Still, at least he's got Shula looking after him, which must be helping.
Yeah, I think it is.
Sounds like she's been pretty amazing. Oh, look who's turned up. Sorry, Alistair.
No, that's okay.
Mum, over here.
Hi, darling.
We thought she wasn't coming.
Oh, right, because
yeah,
of...
Yeah, it doesn't matter now.
Hey, good to see you, Jolie.
Oh, thanks.
Now we can really get this party started.
Yeah, as it happens, I got just the thing for that.
What's that?
It's a little present for Harrison.
Ooh,
his favourite CD.
Oh, ta, Jolene. Oh, no, you didn't.
I did.
Honestly, Uncle Alistair, I said I'm fine.
I know, Freddy, but I just feel...
Sounds like the party's going well.
Yes, you could say that. Jolene's choice of music has certainly livened things up no end. Harrison's dancing is really quite extraordinary.
Right.
You should come down here. There's plenty to drink, and Fallon's done a barbecue.
I don't think so.
Okay. What have you been up to?
Me? Oh, I've been chatting to friends most of the evening.
Well, that's good.
Played some online games. Smashed a few zombies, liberated some alien planets, you know.
Well, not really. But sounds as if you've been keeping busy.
Yep, sure have. In fact, I'd better go now. I think one of my mates is trying to get through.
Oh, yeah, of course. See you soon, Freddy.
Yep.
And you take care, won't you?
Oh, yeah. I will. Bye.
Oh...
Are you Ginger, Harrison?
No way! I'm sporty, of course.
More like scary.
Definitely not posh!
Oh, the cheek!
Is that Hannah?
No. I'll be back in a minute.
You better be. You don't want to miss the games. Right, everyone. Next up's a game of box, balls or bail. But first, you can all have a quick break and get yourselves another drink.
Hey, mine's a lager, Alistair, mate.
Coming up.
Oh, it's a great party, Fallon.
Thanks. Not sure about some of the music, though.
Oh, sorry, I couldn't resist.
You glad you came?
Yeah, it's been brilliant. Though, probably ought to get back.
Okay.
Kenton would have enjoyed it, Noel.
But I haven't changed my mind.
No. You and he, you're both pretty stubborn.
I'm sure Harrison would agree.
Yeah, but give it time, love. And then we'll see what happens, eh?
You don't have to sit out here all night, you know. We should go inside. You can show everyone your new haircut.
No. Do you mind if we don't?
Oh, that's okay. Sitting out here is fine.
What do you think of the eyebrow piercing?
It's cool.
No, I mean in court.
You can always take it out on the day.
I might as well get used to not having it.
Why?
I'm not going to need it in prison, am I?
Oh, come on, Freddy.
Do you remember when I got it done?
Yeah, the Isle of Wight.
It was such an amazing weekend. Yeah. Dancing for 3 days, getting with Bonnie.
Oh, no.
Now look at me. Complete car crash.
It's not that bad.
I've broken up my family, I've been chucked out of my own home, and I'm probably going down for drug dealing.
It's not all down to you.
No, it is, Johnny. If I hadn't been such an idiot, none of this would have happened. There's no one else I can blame, is there?
You sure you don't want a piece of this cake, Clary?
No, you have it, Joe. Emma made it for you.
Oh, and a lovely job she did too, eh? She should do one for the Fair and Produce.
I think she's making some of those Brazilian ones she did for the fete a couple of years ago. Brigadeiros.
Well, what's wrong with a good old-fashioned sponge, eh?
She reckons it's going to be so competitive this year, she's got to do something different. Pass us that plate, will you?
Ah, yeah. That pie you did for my birthday was a good one, too.
Oh, it's only another version of Nick's harvest pie.
Yeah, Poppy's favourite.
All I did was use a different pastry and add a couple more root vegetables. But she saw through it straight away.
Oh, she ain't daft, that one.
No, she ain't.
Yeah, well, why don't you just enter the same as her mum's then?
Because there's no way it'd win, Joe. Even Nick would agree on that.
Oh, it was a shame.
I'll have another go tonight. See if I can't come up with something a bit different, but still the same. If you see what I mean.
I'd vote for one of your pies any day.
I know that. But unfortunately, you're not one of the judges.
More's the pity.
Now, let's have a tidy up, shall we?
What's there to tidy up?
Well, they bits of string and paper for a start. And those secateurs shouldn't be in here neither.
Yeah, well, I've been using them to do some cutting back.
Yeah, but you don't need them in here, do you?
Yeah, well, I suppose not.
And when are you going to change out of your new dressing gown and pyjamas?
What's wrong with them?
Nothing. But you have been wearing them since Tuesday.
Well, only because they were such a good present, yeah. Yeah, and I saw Sula Archer earlier. Oh, I suppose I can call her that now, eh?
Well, they ain't divorced yet.
Well, any road she was setting her horse, telling me how smart I look.
You weren't out there digging in them, were you?
Well, only a bit.
You'll ruin them, Joe.
No, I won't. Yeah, now, don't you go putting things where I can't find them, will you?
They're going in this box, OK?
Ah.
When I saw Shula, she was telling me about young Freddy and all his troubles.
Well, he's only brought them on himself.
Oh, you've got to feel a bit sorry for him, though. Hello, love.
Hiya.
You want a cup of tea?
Yeah, thanks, Chloe.
I'll put the kettle on.
Pat's asked if I can take Henry to karate tonight with Kira.
Why can't Helen take him?
She's got a stomach upset.
Are you okay with that, Emma?
Well, it should be fine, as long as he didn't play up.
And wasn't he all shy last week and didn't want to join in?
Yeah, he was, but now he's dead keen, apparently. Ah. But Pat reckons he's been behaving much better.
I always thought the trick with meringues, not that I'm an expert, of course, was simply to whip them until they go stiff.
Oh, no, you can do a lot more with them than that.
Well, evidently, judging by what Sabrina just told us. Oh, sorry. Ah, it's Jenny.
You'd better answer it.
Hello, darling. How'd the viewing go?
I'm not sure. They didn't say very much.
Oh, do you think that's a good sign?
No, probably not.
Oh, that's a shame. It's wasted your afternoon.
Well, no, it hasn't. I'm still putting together my tasting menu for the Flower and Produce show.
Oh, yes, of course.
You haven't forgotten, have you?
No, not at all.
And Mum's coming too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, she's with me now.
Hello, Jennifer.
Where are you?
We're at the tea room, and we've just been...
Hey, then make sure you don't eat anything. I don't want you spoiling your appetite.
Don't worry, we won't.
No, we're saving ourselves for all the treats you've got in store for us.
Yeah, that's it, Henry. You show Kira.
Hi, Emma.
Hiya, Lee.
They both look very keen.
Yeah, they are. They wouldn't stop talking about it in the car.
That's encouraging.
Henry's mum's poorly, so I've got them both tonight.
Okay.
She reckons you'll see a different boy this time.
He's obviously been practising the moves we learnt last week.
He's been at it non-stop, apparently. And Kira's been practising loads too.
So, I see. They're working well together.
Well, as long as they don't wear each other out before we've even started.
Anyway, I'll catch you later.
Yeah, okay, Lee.
Hi there, Noah. That's very good. You've been working on the left arm.
Henry, did you just hit Kira? Henry, come here. I said, did you just hit Kira?
It was an accident. She got in the way.
No, she didn't. Now, I know you didn't mean to hurt her.
No, I didn't.
But you have to be more careful, all right?
Okay.
This harvest pie tastes a bit funny.
What's wrong with it?
It's all right, but...
No, go on. Is it the fruit and nuts?
Yeah, well, maybe, yeah.
Here's a proper recipe, and everything in it come out of our garden.
Oh, it still don't taste right, though.
I'll see what the others think when they get back. Oh,
same as me, I expect.
No, you're probably right. If you don't like it, I don't suppose Poppy will either.
Oh, no, just have to make it the same way Nick did.
At least then it'll be authentic.
And that's what counts.
I just hope Poppy don't get too upset when we don't win a prize.
Oh, she'll cope. You don't always get prizes in life, do you?
No, I know, but...
Yeah, well, I like what you've done with them sweet peas and fuchsias.
They go well together, don't they?
Well, that's just sure about the dahlias with the gladioli.
No, they're probably a bit much. Nice and colourful, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Just trying out a few different arrangements.
What was it you just put in the oven, eh?
Oh, that's the recipe I was telling Peggy about the other day. Aubergine courgette and leek frittata with thyme, rosemary and basil.
You didn't use my aubergines, did you?
No, don't worry, Joe. You can have a piece later if you like.
Oh, I can't stand aubergines.
So why are you growing them?
Because I can't wait to see the look on Bert Fry and Cecil Jackson's faces when I beat them a week on Sunday.
Goodness, this really is a feast.
Oh, it's a veritable cornucopia.
I thought it'd be nice to try a little bit of everything.
Don't those dahlias look lovely too?
Yeah, and the fuchsias. You entering them for the show?
Oh yes, in my garden flower arrangement.
I think you stand a very good chance, darling.
Well, hopefully.
Now, what's this?
That one's aubergine and courgette with thyme and rosemary.
Like we were talking about the other day.
Yes, but I didn't think it needed the leeks as well.
No, perhaps not.
So I've added just a hint of turmeric.
Really?
Yes. And hopefully I'll stand a good chance in the savoury dishes this year, after what you've been telling me.
I'm sure you will, darling.
Though I'm definitely avoiding the chutneys.
Now, is this a strudel I see before me?
Yes, it is.
For the desserts category.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. But I'm thinking apricot this year instead of apple.
Well, that does sound enticing, but I think I'll have a sausage roll first.
Oh, yes, they do look good. What do you think, Brian?
Mmm, delicious.
I'm trying a few variations on old favourites this year.
Oh, yes. This sausage roll is definitely an improvement.
Well, funnily enough, that's not one of the ones I've changed.
You and Brim were great, Lee. You can tell all the kids are loving it.
That's the idea.
And Henry really threw himself into it this time.
Would it be right if I have a quick word with him before you go?
Yeah, sure.
Won't take a minute.
Henry, can you come over here, please? Kira, you wait there. We won't be long.
Hiya.
High five. You did really well tonight, Henry. I can see you've been doing lots of practice.
Thanks.
We're definitely getting there. But I just wanted to ask you something. Hey, who's your favourite superhero?
Go on, Henry, tell him. Is it Superman? Spider-Man?
Probably Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, he's great. Have you played him on a computer game?
Not really.
But you know he goes on missions with other superheroes?
Sometimes.
Like Iron Man and Hulk. They work together as partners, don't they?
So no one can beat them.
Exactly. But they never fight each other. Why do you think that is?
Because they might lose.
Well, yes, maybe, but they'd hurt each other as well, wouldn't they?
Yeah, that's right.
And the last thing you want to do is hurt your friends.
You mean like Kira?
Exactly.
You shouldn't have hit her, should you?
No, you shouldn't.
Should I say sorry?
That sounds like a great idea.
I'm sorry I hit you, Kira!
Well done, Henry. Now, why don't you go and wait with Kira outside? It won't be a sec.
OK, come on, Kira.
Thanks for that, Lee.
It's all part of teaching them respect for each other.
So important. I'm sure Helen will be really pleased when I tell her.
I know exactly what you and Mum have been doing.
Oh, what's that?
You've been going round the village pumping people for their secrets.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Oh, Brian, you can hardly pretend you're usually this well-informed about lemon drizzle cake or how to create a manure hotbed for aubergines.
Yes, Bert was surprisingly explicit about that.
Oh, he'd never normally give away that sort of information, and neither would the others.
I think you're exaggerating, darling. It's only village gossip.
And I know full well it isn't. Oh, Please, Brian, can you stop putting those things away and look at me?
All right.
I don't know how you and Mum have managed it, but you can stop right now.
All we've been doing is talking to people, then passing on what they've said.
Then I can only assume that Bert and Joe, Clary, Linda, or whoever, don't see either of you as a threat.
By the way, did I mention Jean Harvey's as the best way to pickle
cabbage? Oh, that's enough, Brian. But thank you. I do appreciate why you're doing this.
Do you?
Yes, I do. It's my very last flower and produce show, using my kitchen and our garden.
I know.
And you're trying to help me.
That's all it ever was, Jenny.
I have to admit, a lot of what you've found out has been quite fascinating.
Good.
Now, of course, some of it's too late to make a difference with flowers and vegetables.
Well, there's always next year.
When we'll be living who knows where.
Well, yes.
And I certainly know which categories to avoid, because, frankly, I wouldn't stand a chance.
Well, there can't be many of those.
No, no, you'd be surprised. But in the main, it's inspired me to try and do things a little differently this year.
Which you're doing very successfully.
Who knows? Might even win a prize or two.
Oh, sure you'll do better than that, judging by what we've seen this evening.
Possibly.
I mean, if you like, I can still do one more round and...
Well, no, I'd really rather you didn't. For the sake of your waistline, if nothing else.
Well, things have been getting a little tight recently.
Anyway, I've made you something as a little thank you for being so sweet and thoughtful.
Oh, there's no need.
No, I know, but I wanted to.
Well, so long as there isn't anything else to eat, because I'm absolutely stuffed.
Well, don't worry. No, it isn't.
Oh, Jenny, that looks stunning.
I made it with one of my roses. A gentleman's buttonhole. With a little sprinkling of Joe's magic.
Oh, thank you, darling. Oh, I can't believe you won't win with this.
Well, if I do, it'll be lovely. But if I don't, it doesn't matter. I shall still have my wonderful memories of this house and garden.
Oh, Jenny.
What could be better than that?
Don't talk to me about it. The most boring thing in the world.
I can think of plenty of things more boring than the Flower and Produce show, Jazza.
Oh, me too. Like Neil asking me to sort out his spreadsheet formula yet again. How slow to learn can the guy be?
That's your own fault for working there in the first place, Hannah.
You two aren't going on about pigs again, are you?
Well said, Freddy.
Before you go here, I had to listen to Joe and Bert wittering on about marrows and onions for hours.
It can't have been that long.
I was getting ready to drown myself in my pint.
Maybe they should have a prize for growing weed. That'd make it more interesting.
Wow! That's a pretty stupid remark coming for a guy who's getting banged up next week for drug dealing.
Jazza!
Yeah, thanks for reminding me.
Sorry, pal, but it's true.
No, you don't know that.
And anyway, it's a horrible thing to say. What's got into you?
Okay. You guys obviously don't want my company. I'm away inside when I'll be more appreciated.
Well, that was well out of order. No, it was a stupid joke. Don't worry, Freddy. It's not you. Jazz has been a pain with everyone.
You can say that again.
I shouldn't have come out.
Oh, it's great seeing you.
Yeah. Shall I get the next round in?
No, sorry, Tom. I think I'll give it a miss. I'll see you both around.
Yeah, okay, Freddy.
See you then. He's not in a good way, is he?
It's hardly surprising.
No, I suppose not.
So, just you and me left to celebrate finishing the potato harvest and getting a new part for your feeder.
You know how to live, don't you? But actually, I've got to go too.
Seriously?
I've got a date later.
But if you go, I'll have Bert boring me to tears about the runners and riders in the Flower and Produce show. You can't abandon me to that fate.
Just watch me.
How's the training going?
Back half, Alistair.
Whoa, what did I say?
I'll be ready, don't you worry.
Is everything all right?
As long as people don't ask stupid questions.
Then I'll start again. Have you seen Freddy recently?
He was outside just now. You must have seen him.
No, I didn't.
He's getting the heebie-jeebies about next week.
Oh, dear. What's he been saying?
Why don't you ask him yourself and stop bothering me?
Oh, for heaven's sake, Jazza, why are you in such a bad mood?
It's that stupid Welshman. I should never have listened to him.
You mean Philip?
Aye, Mr. Smug. Going on about how easy it is to give up smoking and how he did it, nae bother.
Ah, so that's what this is all about.
I can handle geeing up. That's no a problem. It's just... P
people making stupid remarks and getting all uppity.
Is that why you've been snapping at Dad around the house?
No, he was irritating me anyway.
No more than usual, I'll bet.
Okay, maybe.
Look, I'm sure giving up smoking's a good idea, though.
Like I said, I can handle it.
I know, but it does seem to be having some unfortunate side effects.
Like the smug grin on Taffy's face.
I'm sure it'll get easier over time.
You reckon? I should never have given the satisfaction in the first place.
It's a good thing you're doing, Jazza. Just hang on to that.
Easy for you to say. I've only had any let you persuade me into this run at the beginning.
You don't have to do it, if you don't want to.
Nah, that'd be too easy. And there's no way I'm letting you down.
You wouldn't be.
In fact, I'll get after a run now. And if you see him, tell him I'm still on track.
Have you been in touch with Lily recently?
Only a couple of quick calls.
I don't suppose she mentioned what's happening with Russ?
No, not really.
Or the investigation into his behaviour?
No. But with any luck, the creep will get disbarred or whatever and never work again.
Mm. She's not mentioned being interviewed herself?
No. Don't worry, though. I'll tell you if I do hear anything.
Thank you. Though it's more for your mum, really.
Mm, yeah, I know. Do you mind if I go upstairs?
Actually, I made this coffee for you.
Oh, right. Thanks.
I thought you might like to talk. You must have so many things whirling round in your head at the moment, Freddie.
Yeah, kind of.
Sometimes it can really help.
That's a really kind offer, Auntie Shula, but perhaps we could do it another time.
Okay.
Anyway, I'll go up now.
Right. Whenever it suits you, Freddie, just let me know. Oh, and don't forget your coffee.
Anna? You still here?
I thought you were staying at the Bull.
No, there was nobody worth talking to, so I gave up.
Right.
Wow. You look amazing.
Don't sound so surprised.
Oh, sorry. So what happened to...
He cancelled.
Then he's an idiot, whoever he is.
It's just a bloke I met at that party the other week.
Oh?
We've been messaging loads and I thought we were getting on really well.
But he's got cold feet.
No, he dropped me. How to make a girl feel wanted, eh?
That's a real shame. Oh, sorry. Oh, it's Natasha.
Oh, don't mind me.
Oh.
Bad news?
No, it's okay. It doesn't matter.
Oh, come on, you can tell me.
I just thought we could have a chat, that's all. But she's going out.
As in going out with someone out?
No idea. Yeah, would have been nice to catch up, though.
Well, why don't you just call her?
I can't. I mean, you know, we're not even a thing.
But you'd like to be, wouldn't you?
I'm not sure. I mean, she's nice, but...
Well, anyway, at least for tonight, it looks like we're both on our own.
Guess so.
So... how about we embrace our tragic, lonely heart status by getting a takeaway?
Tried to catch you at the Bull, but you'd already gone.
Yeah.
So, how are things?
Okay.
Nice haircut.
Thanks.
And I see the beard's gone?
Yeah.
I always find them really itchy by that stage.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
No piercing either.
It looks better without.
So, all ready for next week?
Well, that's the idea.
Except, it's not that easy, is it?
No.
You're probably fed up with people saying this, but if you ever want to talk...
Yeah, Shula was saying that earlier. But she's got enough on her plate. Well, so have you.
It doesn't matter, Freddie. We both want to help.
I know, it's just... Oh. I don't know what to do anymore. People think I'm doing okay, but I'm not.
I know. I've been in a similar situation myself.
Yeah, of course.
And believe me, you can get through it. No matter how dark everything seems right now.
Yeah, but I've hurt my mum so badly. And there's Lily too. None of that should have ever happened.
Lily's all right, isn't she?
I mean, her going away while this is happening.
Well, you can't help the timing.
No, but Mum losing her licence, that's all down to me.
She'll manage. It's you she's worried about.
I've just turned out to be her worst nightmare, haven't I?
She would never think that, Freddy.
But I've ruined everything.
No, you haven't.
Of course I have. Everyone knows, even if they don't say it.
You can't take all the blame.
Dad would just be so ashamed.
You never meant your actions to have all these consequences.
Only because I'm so stupid. And now I'm going to jail.
We don't know that yet.
Don't lie to me, will you?
I promise I won't.
I've really hurt people by being so selfish, haven't I?
Yes, you have. But you're not the first, and you won't be the last. I know what it's like when you become so engrossed in your own little world, you just don't see the effect you're having on people around you.
No.
Freddy, I'd... Oh! Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realise.
No, that's okay. But the most important thing, Freddy, is that you're facing up to what you've done, and you want to make up for it.
Yeah, I do. Starting with getting my act together for next week.
I'm sure you will.
And we're all behind you.
Thank you. It really helps.
Now, I don't know about you, Freddy, but I could do with some fresh air. How about a walk?
Yeah, all right. Just give me 5 minutes.
I bet Natasha's a Thai green curry woman, too.
How could you possibly know that?
Oh, I'm joking, Tom. Don't be so serious.
I'm not being serious.
Come on, admit it. You fancy her rotten.
Yeah, OK. Thanks for pointing out the blindingly obvious.
Well, at least we got that out of the way now.
There's not much point, though. She obviously doesn't feel the same about me.
What, because she hasn't phoned you back?
Exactly.
Maybe she's playing for time.
Of course she isn't. She's not a teenager.
And neither are you. You don't have to sit here every night pining for her.
I don't.
And you know, you can still have fun, even if your heart is set on someone else.
How do you mean?
Well, there's a certain girl who's sitting not a million miles away from you, who's had a disappointment and might just be feeling in the mood tonight.
Oh.
So, how about it?
Seeing Freddy in that state, well, it really makes you think.
I know. Poor boy.
I mean, about us as well.
Oh.
I really think, Shula, that we have to stop tearing each other apart.
But I've never
wanted... Because that's what we've ended up doing.
Is that how you see it?
Don't you?
Yes, I suppose we have a bit.
More than a bit. And I don't know about you, but I really don't want to go on like this.
No.
Life's just too short. Which is why I've got a proposal about the petition.
Oh, yes.
I think we should sit down together and make a list of all the things I've done that would justify getting a divorce.
But you're taking the blame.
If it means we can get the whole thing over with, then let's just do it.
It's hardly fair on you, though, when I started everything.
Yes, but...
I should have told you how I felt earlier.
Well, maybe. But there are more important things in life than constantly apportioning blame.
Yeah, you're right. Like what's happening to our nephew.
Exactly. And in the end, it's only words on a piece of paper.
All right. But it should be me who does it, not you.
Please, Shula, I don't want another fight.
No, neither do I, which is why I insist. I'll answer the petition and take the blame.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, it's a deal.
Oh, that sounds like Freddy.
Do you want to join us? Lakey Hill?
Yeah, that would be nice. Thank you, Alistair.
Doesn't it look glorious?
Yeah, fabulous sunset. You can't beat Lakey Hill.
Nope. Things always look better from up here.
Can you see Lower Loxley over there?
Yes.
Oh, we're lucky it's such a clear evening.
The last of the summer.
Oh, that's true.
God, I miss it so much.
I bet you do.
Especially now I can't go back.
Oh, Freddy, I'm sure it won't be too long before you can.
Perhaps even sooner than you think.
Yes. None of us actually know what's going to happen next week, do we?
Pretty sure I do. This might be the last time I see this view for a long time.
And there's nothing I can do about it.
This is the BBC.
This is a story about a man called Otto von Wächter. He was Austrian, a lawyer, a husband, a father, and a very senior Nazi. It's a story of life and love, and of a curious death. You could say it's a sort of mystery story. Otto Wächter is a Nazi you've never heard of, because he escaped justice. I'm Philippe Sands, and I'm going to take you on an unexpected journey to find out what actually happened to Otto Wächter. It's a journey that goes right to the heart of something called the Ratline, the Nazi escape route out of Europe that started in 1945. Along the way, we're going to meet an unlikely cast of Nazis, fascists, assassins, spies, sons of spies, lovers, murderers, and an elderly man who lives alone in a castle steeped in family secrets, who I've come to know rather well. To subscribe, just search for Intrigue, The Ratline, wherever you get your podcasts.